Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
It's time for, I was wondering. I have something that's labeled one way, which means I can't play it, but it has a little X next to it, which means I can play it. So we're in conflict with one another.
Well, that's confusing.
Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us from Sharon. It says, hey, Eric, I was wondering, since Violetta is the new Santa on the show, could she take the responsibility of Santa selection for this year? I feel like it would officially make her part of the team and take it off Melissa's plate because we know how it goes every year when Melissa's in charge of Santa selection.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I knew you'd be all for it.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, are you familiar with Santa selection?
No, I...
Santa selection, Violetta. You weren't here for last Christmas. You joined early in the year of the show. Santa selection is each year around the holidays, we have someone who's having difficulty buying for a loved one in their life.
Okay.
And they call and they ask, historically, Melissa to be in charge of that. And what we do is we do a small interview with the person. We learn a lot about the person they're trying to buy for.
Yeah.
Then we find out about their budget. And then we turn Melissa loose to come up with different Santa selection ideas for Christmas. The person who called in agrees as a part of the deal. They have to buy whatever Melissa suggests. Give it to the person for Christmas. And then after the new year, they call us back and let us know how it was received.
Oh, that is so much fun and right up my alley.
See, Melissa, it's so much fun. And every year you always make it so miserable.
Why?
Well, usually what Melissa would do, as we've discovered, in true fashion, she would... first year, she really, really, really tried.
Okay.
And it didn't go really well, so then she just cashed in for the next 2 or 3 years for chips. And she would interview the person, going, all right, what's her name? Ken? All right, how old's Ken? 35? Yeah, that's all I need.
And then she would go to
Sausage R Us website.
Oh.
And she'd be like, all right, you're going to get him a sausage t-shirt, a year's worth of summer sausage, and a sausage knife. And then that would be it.
Honestly, I think Ken would like that.
Yeah.
Just based on
there was virtually no effort whatsoever in it.
He didn't think that there was effort, but every year I put effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it was a sometimes it was okay. Sometimes it was a flop. Eric never liked anything I ever picked.
That is not true.
Ever.
That is 100%
not
true.
That sounds about true. And
totally
true.
Not even remotely true.
So it was very frustrating, and I felt a lot of pressure.
Okay. I did think that one year where you just you had a week to do it, and then we called the person back, and you could see on your face that you'd forgotten. And you did go to, Sausage R Us, and you
get
gave
them,
four sausage gifts.
No,
you were
never
reading it on the air off the computer. You, did it, 90 seconds
I
before.
I did not.
Tell
I would
the truth.
Never. I am telling the
tell
truth.
Tell the truth.
No. I always had it way down ahead of time.
The guy had the Sausage R Us t-shirt or whatever it was. Remember that?
Sausage or Us t-shirt.
I'm pretty sure it was.
There should be.
Something like
but
that.
But I remember what I did do was I was second-guessing myself one year, and I had everything done, and then I would go back and go, is this okay?
There
is this
going
to work? And so there was, still work leading up to that moment.
There you go.
It's a present. Someone should be happy to get anything.
You enjoy the gift-giving part of it, though.
Yes, I really do. And it's really about when people open it, I think, you have to fake it a little bit. I think when you open a present
In fact,
you like it.
I'm glad you said that. After 6 o'clock, more on faking it.
Yeah, well, cool.
Holiday faking it. Coming up after 6 o'clock. That ties in nicely. All right, so you're up for it then?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, okay, so next week then, Sharon, who just sent the note, next week it will be Santa selection time.
Whoa.
The return of Santa selection with Santa Violetta. What are you currently binge watching? 312-233-1019. Some of the network TV still making the list. Lori, you're currently binge watching.
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist. There you go. I think James Spader is tremendously talented.
Mm-hmm.
Paula, you're currently watching. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm currently watching Old Grey's Anatomy with Dr. McDreamy.
The McDreamy years of Grey's Anatomy. Binge watching that. Bill, you're currently binge watching what?
Love It or List.
Love It or List. There you go. And you can hear it in his voice.
That
it's... You can feel the love. Yeah. Angela, currently binge-watching.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You know, we just had Jeff Garlin in here saying it returns in January.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's right.
Curb returns in January. Can't get enough of what, Gloria?
Dance Moms.
Dance Moms. Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's addicting.
Not really. Number three, Jennifer.
Hi, I'm watching Treadstone.
Treadstone. Treadstone, what's that?
Yes. It's based on the Jason Bourne movie stories. That
there you
was
go.
Like the case that they were investigating.
Right. In the, one of the final Bournes, yeah, it was Treadstone was kicking off.
Okay.
One of the different initiatives that the Bourne series was based on.
Okay.
At number two, binge watching what, Linda?
Downton Abbey.
Mm-hmm. You want to say downtown, but you can't.
No W.
Downton Abbey. And in at number one, don't know it, but maybe I should, Cassandra?
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South. I prefer King of the North. Queen of the South. What is that?
It's about a female-run drug cartel.
Ah, look at that.
Maybe. Oh,
good. Just check it out.
Yeah, where do you get something like that, Cassandra?
Amazon Prime.
There you go. Queen of the South, the female drug cartel. They're much nicer.
All right.
Should get along well. All right, let's find out what's trending on Twitter. Your top three currently trending on Twitter. Hi, Melody.
Hey, guys.
In at number three.
Okay, Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. Something's going on with them because they are postponing their wedding.
Mm. Oh,
they
no.
They got engaged in February this past year, and they were supposed to get married this month. But sources close to Katy are saying that they're postponing their wedding due to location. So some of Katy's fans aren't buying it since Orlando and her in the past have had like an on and off again relationship.
Including his pants have been on and off again.
Remember
that one?
Off.
Remember that one picture of him with his pants off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Katy's mentioned multiple times that she's determined to have a baby right after they get married. But as of right now, the wedding is kind of off.
Who
right
do you
now.
Think it is? You think maybe Katy's holding off or Orlando? Maybe Katy is pining away for another man or Orlando's pining away for another woman?
I think maybe Orlando might be
really?
Not feeling
yeah,
it.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Okay. I don't know. I think it's Katy. I think she's got control of that relationship.
You know, when it comes to difficulties in the relationship, is it a good idea or a bad idea? What happened? We'll tell you. And get your input coming up in the next 30 minutes. I'm trying to determine, was this a good idea or a bad idea? More on that in a second. Trending on Twitter, number two.
If Christmas movies aren't your thing, the scariest horror film of 2019.
There's a horror film?
A horror film.
Oh,
plenty of those, too.
I thought there was a horror film.
Yeah,
wow.
I'll show you, you can find some
boy,
of those, too.
Oh
I'll show you where.
Wow.
Yeah, the scariest film of 2019 has been named. It's an Irish film called The Hole in the Ground. So it started off as a movie that premiered at the Sundance Film Fest. But now that movie lives on Netflix if you want to check it out. But viewers are saying that it's very unsettling and creepy, making it hard to sleep at night.
Ew.
And it even beat out that It movie that came out earlier this year as more scary based on average ratings. So The Hole in the Ground, it's a scary movie.
Well, the Irish are terrifying people. So.
Definitely.
And giant holes in the ground.
I don't know. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are now publicly addressing rumors that have been going on around after Justin was spotted out late holding hands with his co-star Alicia Wainwright for their upcoming film Palmer that they both star in. So last night, Justin announced to his 56 million Instagram followers that he had to clear the air. So he posted a pretty lengthy statement saying that he displayed a strong lapse in judgment and that he regrets his behavior after drinking way too much. And that's when all those photos came out of Justin looking a little too close to his co-star. But he says his marriage, his family, everything is fine. And he just wanted to put things straight.
That's exactly what we're going to get into 30 minutes from now in a section of the show, a segment of the show called Good Idea, Bad Idea. I feel like maybe I'm not completely clear on this.
Why is that?
Because I'm looking for more from the perspective of Jessica Biel.
Mm-hmm.
As she wakes up this morning, was it a good idea that your husband issued this statement or a bad idea? Do you feel better about it or you're like, now we've made it even worse?
Like for you personally as the wife.
It was meant to be an apology, but now that it's actually happened, you go, I really kind of wish you would have never said anything.
Right.
Because all it's done is make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Maybe not. Anybody listening who has any input? Hi, Marie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. What do you think?
Okay, if I was Jessica Biel, I wouldn't even care what people think because I know my husband, and that is it's so stupid to me because it's harmless flirting. It doesn't make a difference, but because there's so many eyes on him, everyone has their opinion. So, yeah, it actually makes me mad.
Aha. So if you were Jessica Biel, would you feel better or worse this morning?
No, I don't even know how to even answer that because if I'm Jessica Biel, I'm happy with my husband. It was just a mindless, stupid thing that people are taking out of context and out of control.
Boy, he gets a total free pass from Marie.
Yeah. I see that.
Total free pass.
Maybe you could be his next wife.
Wow. 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 Okay. Hi, Abby. Did he make it better or worse?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I think that he made it worse. I think it's an admission of guilt. I'm a huge Justin Timberlake fan, and they've always been very private about their home and family life. Uh-huh. And I think that he is just digging himself in a hole.
Yeah.
Aha. Okay. So if you're Jessica Biel this morning, in a statement that was meant to make you feel better, do you feel better or worse?
I think I feel worse because now the attention is really on it. Like, I think everybody now knows that he is admitting that he messed up, and I don't know, it's just worse.
Ah, okay. And then there's this perspective, Samantha.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think the only person waking up this morning feeling really good about themselves is Britney Spears because she's got a lot more ammo now to write her own song.
Oh, my gosh. I hadn't even thought of Britney. Oh, jeez.
Wow. Wow. All right. Somehow I think Britney's not even thinking about it. I'm not certain a lot of times Britney's thinking about much. Womanizer, womanizer. What celebrity do you feel would be a lot of fun to date? They were single and available to you. Because there was a story on Reddit where people were sharing stories about dating celebrities. You know, with the whole Justin Timberlake thing going on, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. Good one, Beth. What do you think?
The dreamy John Krasinski.
John Krasinski.
Oh, that's right. My God. I
think John Krasinski would be fun to go out with.
I'd kind of like to go out with him.
Yeah, I would too. I am totally good with that.
Absolutely.
Interesting choice. Jerry, you think a fun date would be?
Dave Matthews,
and why have you come up with him?
I just think he's fun. His personality is great. He can never finish a sentence. I think it's awesome.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah, I hate to judge by meeting people radio stations, but he seems weird to me.
He is a little weird, but in a playful way.
Yeah, yeah.
When my twins were born, Dave Matthews was commenting on that about all the pooping they would do. We had a long conversation about the amount of poop
that's fun.
That they would generate.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Staying with the rocker mentality, Margo, you believe a fun date?
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi. Why?
He's just hot.
He's just hot. He's just hot.
All that matters.
Yeah. All right. Kelly, you're voting for? I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hi. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
You're voting for?
Blake Shelton.
He's so funny. Yeah. I love seeing anything he does, and he posts it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I think you're right on that. I think that would be fun. You believe a great date. He was a topic on the show yesterday, Elena.
Hello, yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, excellent. Fire away, Elena. Let her rip.
The Rock.
The Rock. Good date. Would you go out on a date with The Rock?
Absolutely.
Violetta?
No.
No.
He's too much.
Too muscle bound.
Yeah, too much. Like, I feel like we'd have to talk about The Rock all the time.
Right.
And I like to talk about me.
Cindy, you want to go out with? I know.
Oh, my God. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. Yep. The
a
perfect
given.
Date. Paul
a
Rudd.
Given.
Hi there, Denise. You believe a good date?
Without a doubt, Keanu Reeves.
Without a doubt?
Whoa.
Why Whoa. Without a doubt?
Because he's just a wedding crashing. He does that.
He wedding crashes?
Yeah, he crashes weddings.
Would you want him
to I've
up
ever
as a
heard
joke?
That. Where'd you get that?
He goes to people's weddings and takes pictures with the bride and groom.
I heard that once.
I think he was around a wedding once. I don't know that he crashed.
You're saying it with such conviction.
Yeah.
I believe you know this. I don't think you could make this up.
He's an FBI agent.
Also true.
What movie's that from? I've already forgotten.
Point Break.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess
he's an
does.
FBI agent.
By the way, on the list from Reddit, somebody did go out with Keanu Reeves.
And?
Here's what they said. My mom dated Keanu Reeves back in high school. She broke up with him because he was too focused on his band with his friends at the time.
Yeah.
Totally playing a type right
Remember,
there.
Remember, he also quit acting for a while because he wanted to only work with his band.
Yeah, he played bass, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they came in here once, and he would only talk about being in his band.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Everybody's like,
Dog Star,
cares.
Right?
Yeah,
Wasn't
Dog
that
Star.
It?
That's exactly right.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
In a new survey, Americans wake up feeling blank 300 times a year. Predominantly when you wake up, this is the feeling that you have.
Okay.
This is definitely Melissa. No doubt about it. Feeling what, CJ?
Confused.
Confused.
Is that
no.
it?
No, that is not
oh,
it.
I thought
although,
that was it.
Although that was the a variation of the face you made.
I was confused.
Wake up feeling what, John?
Hungover.
Hungover, no. Although that is often Melissa as well.
No.
Hey, Lauren.
Happy?
Happy, no. Ha ha. No, Americans wake up feeling this 300 times a year, Maria.
Is it grumpy?
Exactly right.
Oh.
Americans wake up feeling grumpy 300 times a year.
Hmm.
6 days a week.
It's unbelievable. How did you wake up feeling this morning, Maria?
Tired.
Tired.
Yeah.
That's also
and
very
I guess
popular.
Grumpy as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, it probably contributed to it.
Yeah.
Americans wake up on the wrong side of the bed 300 times a year, meaning only about 65 mornings are good ones, according to new research. With outside noise, temperature, and unusual dreams as the root causes of disruption, Americans wake up feeling grumpy an average of 6 times a week. 6 times.
Do you think you wake up that much and you're feeling grumpy?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's true.
Not as much as you, though.
No.
You've been making that grumpy face all day today.
No, I really don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed usually.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Really? How about you, Whip?
Most of the time, probably, but I get over it pretty quickly. I'm pretty used to it.
How about you, Violetta?
It takes me I wake up grumpy, but then I feel better after I brush my teeth.
Oh, there you go. 312-233-1019. If today is one of your 300 days... Or if today was one of your 300 days of waking up feeling grumpy, we'd like to know why. What caused it this morning? What caused you to wake up and go, damn it, shuffling around your house all grumpy?
Where's my toothbrush?
What exactly caused it this morning? Can you target something specific that caused you to wake up grumpy this morning? Thus, today is one of your 300 days. Check mark another one down. 312-233-1019. The reason today was one of those 300 days you woke up grumpy, Jeff, was what?
The cat decided to wake me up at 4:15 this morning just because.
Just because.
Ooh, I would not like that.
Time to get rid of the cat. Mm-hmm. Time for the cat to hit the road. Could have been worse, though, Jeff. You could have been in Lyrica's house. And why did you wake up grumpy today?
The dogs wanted to go out at 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Got to take the dogs out at 3 a.m. No, thank you. Yeah. A lot of dog issues causing you to wake up grumpy. Patty.
Yes, my 186-pound English Mastiff knocked over a 5-foot mirror in my bedroom. Then I kicked her out of the room, closed the door, and she sat outside the door, whimpered for 2 hours, and it sounds like Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Ah, see, there you go. Dog crying outside the door for 2 hours.
Man.
Yeah. Well, what's your reason you woke up grumpy? Jenny.
Hi. We had 2 kids that were sick, puking all over the house. So I had already carpet shampooed, cleaned the couch, which he puked on.
Uh-huh.
I came out from brushing my teeth, and now my dog is peeing on my couch.
Ah, there's another grumpy way to wake up. Dogs peeing on the couch. Man, I can't get a dog quickly enough. Amy.
Hi. Yeah, I had a 45-minute drive for a 7 a.m. teeth cleaning.
What a start to the day. Although you love that, don't you, Melissa? You love a good teeth cleaning.
I do. Man. I'm faithful with every 6 months.
Nothing makes you happier. And then finally, Deb, one of your 300 days of waking up grumpy. Why?
Because normally I drive to work and it takes me 10 minutes. Today I have a meeting and it's an hour and I'm still driving.
Ah.
Ooh.
Well. Traffic stinks.
Yeah, thank God we've got such great comedy for you. The workplace can be a land of insanity,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it, because people get territorial over the dumbest things.
Well, it's not dumb to them.
But it's blown out of proportion.
Oh, my gosh, Whip!
All right, Whip isn't allowed to contribute to this. All right, 312-233-1019. Because sometimes in the workplace, people get crazed over the most insane things. Even though it's okay sometimes, Eric. Yes. But for our purposes, it's not.
Mm-hmm. I've seen him get crazed.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he's the last guy in the world should be talking.
That's why I'm saying it's not dumb.
I mean, I love you, but
some
true.
People come in there and into Whip's control room over there, and boy, he gets all
mess everything
whacked
up,
out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Change everything.
Mel D, I got a big lecture because I used her Sharpie that I didn't even know was hers. It was just sitting in the bin here that Kaz probably stole it off her desk.
Obviously.
In your workplace. What do people, or maybe you specifically, get all territorial and whacked out about? We used to have somebody work here that they had a coffee mug. And if that coffee mug got moved, touched, put in a shelf somewhere, she would lose her mind.
Really?
It would be chaos.
Oh, wow.
Because this coffee mug was so personal and important.
Oh,
and
man.
I always think, okay, I get that. But if that's the case, why are you bringing it to a place where everybody has the chance to steal it?
Right.
And touch it and break
borrow
it.
Right. It. Yeah.
Doesn't that, you know.
Oh, I totally know.
I get that you're having attachment to it. Totally get it. Maybe take it home where no one can mess with it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes total sense.
I guess somebody around here, too. You touch their stapler, you might as well have stolen their baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to find a stapler around here.
Yeah. Well, it's because really people guard them like gold
lock them
bricks.
Up. Lock them up in that bottom drawer.
Right.
That's right.
Right. 312-233-1019. In your workplace, either because of you specifically or someone else, what is off limits? And people lose their mind. But Mel D has taken the coveted gold-plated Dunder Mifflin Don't Anybody Touch My Sharpie out of the studio and locked it in her desk.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's fine. By the way, just so you know, Mel D, I received this text from Violetta just seconds ago.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Hey, I think I used it when signing the presents for you guys the other morning. That's how it got over here. Your buddy took it, not me.
You know, but I meant to put it
not
back.
Me.
I think I forgot.
I was just a guy
those
over here trying to do a job.
Put it back.
Just trying to work. Just trying to do a job.
Yeah.
Didn't know we'd moved into your living room. 312-233-1019. Like in your workplace, people lose their minds. Over what, Stacey?
I was telling... It's the thermostat. Anyone who touches the thermostat is in big trouble.
Yeah, it's a thermostat battle. The battle of the thermostat. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that can be a big issue in the workplace, no doubt about it. Sharpies, thermostats. It's a battle in your workplace, Jody.
You know, sometimes we all shop at the same place, and sometimes somebody will come in with the same blouse or the same dress as me, I just lose my noodle.
Lose my noodle.
It's noodle losing time.
When people wear the same clothes as me. Mary.
So I'm a pharmacist, and we have to use like spatulas and counting trays to count out our medication. And I have a technician who will stop all work and not do anything if we're using her spatula.
Don't touch my spatula.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Very specific to the work she does, and it can't get done unless it is said spatula. Mm. Just like Mel D. Nothing can get accomplished unless she's in possession of a very specific Dunder Mifflin Sharpie.
Oh my God.
And if somebody else is using it to write with,
I know.
Worlds collide.
I know.
And back as it comes full circle, Peggy.
Stapler.
Yeah. Staplers are like gold bricks.
It enrages me when someone takes my stapler.
Yeah. And I feel like they do disappear when you have one. You got to hide them.
Hey, Peggy.
And you have to find a good stapler. If you have a good stapler, you know, not all of them are good.
Like, yeah, the bad ones. Staplers, you don't want the bad ones.
They can ruin your day.
Does your stapler have your name on it?
It does, actually.
I knew it.
Oh, my
God. Peggy's stapler.
Peggy.
That way, when it shows up on Jim's desk, there's hell to pay. Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll. Asking 10 people right now. Something I was reading, you were talking about the gift giving a second ago. Obviously, we're getting into that season. Have you done your shopping,
Melissa? Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
I have two things to buy.
All right, let me ask you this. It's kind of a personal question.
Okay.
Hopefully, you're comfortable with it.
Okay.
How much will you spend on gift giving this year? In totality.
We buy for a lot of people. You know, it's not like we're doing like picking names or anything.
I would say
my whole family. Like we buy for everybody.
I'm talking, okay. So you're buying, got it.
I'm buying for everybody in the family. Even like nieces and everybody. So probably $700.
Okay. Carolyn, how much will you spend on the holidays this year in total? Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great.
Good morning.
How much in total?
About $900.
About $900. You also have a bunch of people to purchase for, or is everybody is one person going to be the beneficiary of all that?
So just a couple people will be the beneficiaries.
Aha.
So we just buy for the small kids in the family now.
Gotcha. I'd like to get on your list if possible. Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you. Hey, Tammy.
Hi.
How much will you spend in total on the holidays this year?
Probably about $1,500.
About $1,500. Okay. $1,500. And do you have, like Melissa, a whole bunch of people to buy for?
Not as many as I used to. It's mostly just my kids and my parents, and then we do a gift exchange for the nieces and nephews.
There you go. All right, $1,500. Because on average, they say in a new survey, the average American will spend $1,047 in totality on Christmas this year.
Yeah.
For the holidays.
Makes sense.
1,047. That's up 4% from last year. We talked to 10 people off the air. We asked them that exact question. How much are you going to spend? Our average, 937. So in the ballpark.
Not far off at all.
In the ballpark. As it turns out, people spend the majority of their money on gift cards.
Gift cards. Oh, yeah.
Followed by clothing, books and media, electronics, home decor, and jewelry.
It's not, I'll tell you what, it's so easy to spend that kind of money.
Yeah.
That's true.
It doesn't take long.
They say the most unpopular gift this year, board games. Nobody wants board games. Mm. We've moved way beyond the board game craze.
Yeah.
Although I thought it was on the comeback.
They're trying to bring them back.
I've been looking up drinking board games, which are fun.
There you go. Also, toiletries and fragrances make the list of unpopular gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Cookbooks. Melissa used to give those away for a Santa selection for like 5 years in a row. You had cookbooks every year.
Well, one of the people were there. They were a cook.
Yeah, I know.
They cooked all the time. Like a cooking class.
Maybe they want something else.
I had that.
So this year for Santa selection, if you missed it earlier this morning, Santa Violetta is taking over from Melissa on Santa selection. Santa selection returns next week. If you have someone that's impossible to buy for, Violetta will do all the work for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Next week. Also, slippers make the list. Celebrity autobiographies, Christmas sweaters, fitness DVDs, and selfie sticks on things people don't want.
Oh, don't?
What everybody wants this year, maybe you'll know something about this, Whip.
Yes.
fart launchers.
Fart
are
launchers.
Taking over kids' Christmas lists.
I saw something about it. I did not do a deep dive, though, into the fart launcher. I think I thought it was a joke.
The Butthead Fart Launcher 3000 is on the top of every kid's Christmas list this year. I kind of want one. I know what it is now. I want one.
Right. Well, as long as it makes a good sound.
It's a Nerf gun-like gadget that shoots farts instead of darts. It's my worst nightmare, says Mom Angie Wong, a 42-year-old founder of a private Facebook group called the Brooklyn Moms. Thank God I don't follow them.
Right.
She recently caved and got the gas blasting gizmo for her 5-year-old Will. I can see the thing being used on my face one unsuspecting morning. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so it
yeah.
comes with a smell then?
I guess.
I guess it better.
According to the product description, the fart launcher, developed by Wowie, can spread stench up to 10 feet across a room.
Yeah.
And is best used in well-ventilated areas.
Oh, yeah. I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
Fart launcher.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Man, I wish Santa Violetta would have got me one of those.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.